Hello. Well, I thought I would do a little recording while out traveling, out and about. And I've got one more day before I have to head back home. So I thought it'd be great to do an overview of the traveling over the last couple of weeks. It's not always easy to get a recording done, but I have managed to sort myself out. And hopefully the audio in this big open plan place that I'm staying in at the moment in Campbelltown will not affect the audio too much. So where have I been over the past couple of weeks? Well, the first week I was on the Isle of Arran, which is a fantastic little island in the Firth of Clyde, and it's described as Scotland in miniature, which I actually, you hear these things and you think, well, is that actually true? But when you actually visit Arran, and especially if you know a bit about Scotland and you've travelled around Scotland a bit, you realise that actually it is true. There is quite a lot on Arran that Scotland has elsewhere. So, for instance, if you go to the north of the Isle of Arran, it's very much like the Highlands of Scotland. I would actually recommend the Isle of Arran to anybody who's never been to Scotland before and wants sort of like a taster pack of what to expect if they travel around Scotland. It's a great place to start. Has some fantastic coastline. There's a couple of distilleries even. There's a brilliant place that does Arran cheese, which is just amazing cheese. You really have to try the cheese if you go. And it's just great for photographers. There's plenty of places that you can stop along the coast and just take in the view, take some photos, and just recharge those batteries. So I'd highly recommend the Isle of Arran. It is pretty easy to get to. You just get to Ardrossan, take the ferry across, which is about 50 minutes, and you've arrived. And there's plenty of, like I say, little places that you can just pull the car over. Grab a cup of something, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and just watch the world go by. So that's great. The first week, I probably took one of my favorite images from this year, and it was totally by accident. It was at a place called Locranza, which is there's two ferry terminals on the Isle of Arran. There's one on the north coast, and then there's one down at Brodick. And this was up on the north coast at Locranza. It just involved a bus shelter of all things, but it was just the way the juxtaposition of all of the people. And there was two people who were sat in this bus shelter because all of the bus shelters on Arran have seats in them. Initially, I thought they were waiting for the bus, but it turned out that they were actually just, I think, just taking a rest from the squally rain that was coming in and just resting their feet before carrying on walking a bit further down the road. So that was quite entertaining. Just use the bush shelter as your own personal rest place before moving on. But I managed to get a couple of photos there with the camera and with the mobile phone. I didn't want to disturb them. I was that close to them that it would have been quite easy if I'd have made any sudden moves that they would have realized that they were being photographed, and I think that the image would have changed at that point. So I managed to do it in a very subtle way, and later on they actually got talking to some people who were passing by, and that sort of like distracted them enough for me to take some more pictures with the big camera. But I was really pleased with those images. I've posted them onto the Darker Skies blog, and I've also added them to richardflintphoto.com blog as well, which is the test strip. So if you want to have a look at that image, it's available to have a look there. It's also on my Instagram feed as well. So that was Arran. I got off Arran last Saturday, got the ferry across. And then drove about 30 miles down to Campbelltown. And Campbelltown is quite remote. It's almost got the feeling of an island. But there's a lot here. initially you probably think, oh, well, there's only enough here to see me over a week. But I've been here a week, and I would definitely say that you could stay 2 weeks here and just enjoy the peace and quiet of the coastline. There's three distilleries. There's going to be more distilleries arriving in future. There's plans for another three distilleries to be built around Campbelltown in the next few years. So it looks as though the whiskey element of Campbelltown, which is probably best known for, there's quite a few tourists, American tourists here, taking in the distillery tours and just having a look around, going to nearby Islay, which isn't that far away, and the Isle of Arran as well. So there's people definitely making the journey, which is quite impressive considering that during the summer the ferry has not been available. It has been cancelled each month, which must have a knock-on effect with the local economy. And it's a real tragedy that the ferry hasn't been able to work during the summer, because I think it would bring a lot of people in. Hopefully, with the additional distilleries, there will be a lot more footfall into Campbelltown because it deserves it. It's a really friendly spot whenever you walk around the town. There's people saying hello to you. One of the other surprises actually was there was a camera shop here, and in the window there was, I mean, some really nice lenses. There was a 150 to 600, I think it was, zoom, Sigma zoom, which looked quite a lot of fun. Didn't look hugely fast. I don't think it went to 2.8. I think it only might be 5.6, something like that, f-stop. But it did look as though it would be a lot of fun to take that lens out and just see what you could get around the coast. There was even some really good cameras attached to the lenses as well. So that was quite surprising as well. But that's Campbelltown. It's just full of surprises. A lot of the photography this week has sort of been a bit wild and rugged, really. It's been about the coast, and the weather sort of dictated that, really. On Isle of Arran, there was plenty of sunshine knocking about. The sunshine has been a lot less this second week. But I do like a bit of drama in my pictures, as if you're a regular listener or a regular reader of my blog, you will know. So there's been plenty of darker skies and light shafts and silvery seas. Which I'm really looking forward to having a look through those images when I get back home tomorrow. Although I'll probably leave it until next week before I start editing through the images. But there's certainly going to be plenty of material for me to have a look through. And I've also shot some various videos and added some images to my Instagram feed recently. So if you want to see what the last couple of weeks have been about, have a look at my Instagram account at Richard Flint Photo. If you search for Richard Flint Photo on Instagram, you'll come across my Instagram page. So that is about it. I've got to start packing and getting ready for tomorrow's journey. I should be around about 4 or 5 hours in the car, which I should be able to break up a bit, but not looking forward to it. So I will see you at the next podcast, which will come later this month, I think. And oh, the dog's whining to go out. She's having a look out the window at the moment, just watching the world go by. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you all very soon.